Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. Liz and I have decades of experience in Manhattan. I was 50 years there. I'm now in New England, but I remember every moment. You arrive as a 22-year-old and you learn the city, and it keeps changing. It has bad moments. The 70s were bad moments. The late 80s with the homeless in Riverside Park, bad moments. But it has great moments. Bloomberg was a long time in control, and we thought it was going to go forever. It didn't. Now, someone who is so young, I don't want to characterize him dismissively, but I'll just say a young man named Mamdani, who comes from a tradition in a place that is inconsistent with my understanding of American capitalism, is asserting himself in the polling to be the mayor within the next days. Liz, your column this morning has great hesitation. Is there one thing that you worry more than any other, or is it all of them?
Well, New York's a very complicated city, John, as you reference, and it is not really a place for learning on the job, and this fellow has had no management experience of any kind. He has a lot of very out there ideas about providing services for free to people, and unfortunately, the electorate in New York seems ready to buy what is clearly unworkable and unmanageable. And also, he's anti-Semitic. And, you know, increasingly, you know, I think the Jewish community is very alarmed about what that could mean for them, but all New Yorkers should be alarmed that this fellow really does not align with the values, as you mentioned, of capitalism, free markets, and the various values that have made not only New York the citadel of capitalism, but one of the most prosperous places on earth. So what we saw under Bloomberg was a safe, prosperous city that was moving and growing in all kinds of ways. I fear that what we saw in the aftermath of the Bloomberg administration, a progressive leftist who took us totally in the wrong direction, handed out all kinds of freebies, raised taxes, drove a lot of people out of the city. Now we're going to see that on steroids, that this is going to be an even more progressive leftist manager. And I say manager in quotes because he's never managed anything, but I just cannot imagine this will go well.
Well, it hasn't so far, with the anxiety based upon our understanding of how difficult the city is to run when you know what you're doing, when you've been there before.
Yeah, right.
The puzzle is New York being elbowed out of the way? Is America deciding New York is unmanageable and therefore we're going to choose different venues? That's happening in Europe. Can it happen here?
I don't know. I do think that we've had a massive failure on the part of the Democratic Party. They didn't really put up anyone to challenge Zohran Mamdani other than Andrew Cuomo, a politician who is tried and true and not liked, and who really is a very bitter pill to swallow for somebody looking for an alternative to Mamdani. Cuomo is a terrible candidate. He's not running on the Democratic line. He lost in the primaries. But I think what's even worse for the Democratic Party is you've had a lot of party officials, including most recently Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader, endorse Mamdani, making him, in effect, the face of the Democratic Party as far as the leadership is concerned. And I got to tell you, John, when you look at the rest of the country, they're not on board with this. They're not on board with socialism. This fellow describes himself as a democratic socialist, and indeed his policies are basically tax the rich and give all kinds of free services to everybody else. So that's fine for a country, maybe, because maybe people won't leave your country, although there's plenty of evidence that they actually do. But in New York, we've already had tens of thousands of wealthy individuals move out to Florida, Texas, et cetera. And that's going to happen again. It just doesn't work.
Elizabeth Peake, she writes a column for The Hill, column for Fox News, much on Fox Business. The word free, the translation is somebody else's pocket.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.